Florida Folk Festival. We're making it into the home stretch now. Well, we've got a lot of great stuff coming up tonight, and I'm not going to belabor the thing. There'll be plenty of time for me to talk as we get into it. We've got Grant Livingston here. He's been playing the Florida Folk Festival for 18 years. He's one of those people that's honed a skill at writing songs about Florida. It has three recordings: Off the Leash, Florida Rain, and the third one, because I forgot my notes in the other room that I just took.
The one that got away.
The one that got away. It was the one that got away from me. You can get those up there at the Foff booth. And we have Grant Livingston here. Thank you for coming. Take it away.
Thank you, John. This first song's told from the point of view of an armadillo on I-75. It's got a part for you to sing. It goes like this. Sing, oh, we, oh. Sing, oh, we, oh, we, oh. Sing, oh, we, oh, where the grass does not grow. Oh, we, oh. Sing, oh, we, oh, we, oh. It's the graveyard of the armadillo. From the Florida coast to the Texas sun, our kind has roamed since time was begun. We've a fearsome legend every one of us knows, all about the place where the grass does not grow. Well, the legend it tells of birds that fly with a roar in their throat and fire in their eye, and they fly so fast and they fly so low, down in the place where the grass does not grow. Sing, oh, we, oh. Sing, oh, we, oh, we, oh. Sing, oh, we, oh, where the grass does not grow. Oh, we, oh. Sing, oh, we, oh, we, oh. It's the graveyard of the armadillo. Now one of our kind on that fateful day, with his fine long snout and his armor of gray, well, his fate was sealed when he chanced to go down in the place where the grass does not grow. Well, his fear increased with the heavy bird's roar. In his ancestral memory, he'd seen this before. He stood transfixed by the eyes of flame. The last thing he saw was the great bird's name. It was Volvo. Sing, oh, we, oh, we, oh. Sing, oh, we, oh, where the grass does not grow. Oh, we, oh. Sing, oh, we, oh, we, oh. It's the graveyard of the armadillo. So, armadillos all, wherever you may roam, be careful if you stray from your armadillo home, and teach your children, every one of them should know, beware of the place where the grass does not grow. Sing, oh, we, oh. Sing, oh, we, oh, we, oh. Sing, oh, we, oh, where the grass does not grow. Oh, we, oh. Sing, oh, we, oh, we, oh. It's the graveyard of the armadillo. Sing, oh, we, oh. Sing, oh, we, oh, we, oh. Sing, oh, we, oh, where the grass does not grow. Oh, we, oh. Sing, oh, we, oh, we, oh. It's the graveyard of the armadillo. It's the graveyard of the armadillo. Thank you. You know, there's one question that's been asked of me more than any other question throughout my performing career. I will not tell you what the question is. I will tell you the answer, however. This is a song where I need someone to participate, and you can participate just by staying right where you are, but this person must have a very particular qualification, and I'm looking around the audience looking for the right person, and I believe, sir, you right there in the front row. What's your name? Sullivan. This is Sullivan right down here in the front row. He's going to help me out on this song just by sitting right there in that chair. He has a very particular qualification, which I will tell you about. Some guys wear a hat to be a cowboy. Some guys wear a hat 'cause it makes them look tall. Some wear one just for fun, all for keeping off the sun. Some guys wear a hat because they like baseball. There's old feed caps and hats with ear flaps for winter. And the rabbi's hat is the smallest one of all. You know, there's some guys style with a big old tile, so people stop and stare. I wear a hat. Because I got no hair. Well, they say God only made a few heads perfect, and he covered up the rest with hair instead. But friend, from where I stand, I tell you I could handle a little more imperfection on my head. I could get a rug, I could take a drug like Rogaine. Or maybe I could do like my old friend Fred, and take a little bit from here and comb it away over there. Or I could just wear a hat, because I got no hair. I got no hair. I got no hair. You would not believe what is not under there. But it used to be brown and wavy. Maybe it was straight and red. I just can't remember off the top of my head. It seems to me there'd be enough hair on the planet if some folks did not have more than their share. Man, look at Sullivan down here in the front row. Well, that just isn't fair. Hey, man, you really need all that you got up there. Don't you think you really ought to learn to share? Oh, there's no justice in the world, but I don't care. I wear a hat because I got no hair.
Thank you very much. I do come from South Florida, from Miami. I live in Coconut Grove. And I don't think you can talk about South Florida without talking about the Everglades. And I don't think you can talk about the Everglades without talking about a lady named Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. Marjorie was, some of you know, was the one that taught us it was okay to love a swamp. She spent a lot of the later portion of her life working on Everglades preservation. She was the one that called it the River of Grass. She herself became known as the voice of the river. But she started that, she was almost 70 years old. Just goes to show you that it's never too late to start something if you believe in it. You just need to leave. You need to live to be 108 like Marjorie did. Nighttime in the Everglades, the frogs and gators croak. They serenade the sawgrass plain, they echo on the oaks. Everything gets quiet as the sun begins to rise. But it looks like 80 years ago through Marjorie's eyes, and the voice of the river is silent. Sawgrass makes no sound. Black water flows through the cypress. The voice of the river is silent now. Daylight in the Everglades, the sawgrass golden brown. The egrets rise and fly away, the sunlight beaten down. I can almost see her now in that old floppy hat. Voice of the river of grass, but the voice of the river is silent. Sawgrass makes no sound. Black water flows through the cypress. The voice of the river is silent. And I heard her speak at 100. Her voice was steady and true. And as I listened, I wondered if the river knew. sunset in the Everglades is orange, pink, and gray. Blue heron finds a tree to roost to end another day. And silence falls on sawgrass, the grass it does not speak. But if it knew one single word, it would sing, Marjorie. But the voice of the river is silent. Sawgrass makes no sound. Black water flows through the cypress. The voice of the river is silent. Now, everything is silent now. The voice of the river is silent. Now.
Thank you. When people started coming down to Florida, they thought it would be a real good idea to dry up that big useless swamp out there called the Everglades. And one of the more creative ways they ever invented of doing that was they brought a tree all the way from Australia called the Malaleuca tree. A fellow by the name of John Gifford brought the Malaleuca tree all the way from Australia. And he brought it because it drinks a lot of water and would be helping drying up the Everglades. Since then, it's been crowding out just about every other kind of tree out there. Hard tree to cut down because of that soft paper bark. Practically impervious to fire. What can you do about the Malaleuca tree? Well, you can sing along in the chorus. Diane Sine and Malaleuca tree. A couple years ago, first time she heard this song, she signed it, I think, as Bad M Tree. Because there was too many letters to spell all at once. Your part goes like this.
Malaleuca, 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 Luca, Luca, what do you see? Nothing but the Malaleuca, Malaleuca, the ubiquitous paper tree. When I was in elementary school, we had to learn all the names of the Florida trees. We'd recite them in turn. Now the years have gone by and it's easier to learn their names, because the names of the Florida trees are all the same. Sing with me now. Malaleuca, 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 Luca, Luca, what do you see? Nothing but the Malaleuca, Malaleuca, the ubiquitous paper tree. Dr. Gifford brought the Malaleuca tree from Australia. I don't think that he knew that we would live to rue the day. We've got Malaleuca multiplying, crowding out the local flora. And in every direction that you look, you just see more, 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 more. Malaleuca, 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 Luca, Luca, what do you see? Nothing but the Malaleuca, Malaleuca, the ubiquitous paper tree. You can't cut them, you can't burn them, or drive through them in your 4x4. Yes, this Malaleuca tree is a problem that we can't ignore. But there doesn't seem to be a thing to do except to say, I wish we'd send the Malaleuca back to Australia. Yeah. Malaleuca, 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 Luca, Luca, what do you see? Nothing but the Malaleuca, Malaleuca, the ubiquitous paper tree. One more time, Malaleuca, 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 Luca, Luca, what do you see? Nothing but the Malaleuca, Malaleuca, the ubiquitous paper tree.
Thank you. Well, I think my friend Kathy DeWitt is lurking somewhere back there. And if, there she is. Florida's a whole lot about water. I was hired to write a song for a festival called Water Matters Day down in Fort Lauderdale a couple months ago and decided they needed a song called Water Matters, and Kathy helped write this one. It's got a part for you to sing, which is the part that Kathy will be singing.
Just follow along.
Well, it's the stuff that covers more than half the earth.
Water matters.
Without it, you know, mud would just be dirt.
Water matters.
And you and me, we're made of water. Well, most of us, about three quarters. Water matters.
Water matters to me.
Give me an H, give me an H, give me an O.
Water matters.
That's the chemical formula for water, don't you know?
Water matters.
And all the fishes in the sea call H2O, H-O-M-E. Water matters.
Water matters to me.
Oh, water goes up to the sky and it comes back down as rain. The sun beats down unto the ground and the water goes back up again. I'll ask any gator and he's sure to say,
water matters.
Ask any bonefish down in Florida Bay,
water matters.
I'll ask a deer, ask a manatee, won't someone tell the governor please, water matters.
Water matters to me.
Sent a rover all the way to Mars.
Water matters.
To see if they had life there just like ours.
Water matters.
They got canals, but they're all dry. You got no water, then you got no life. Water matters.
Water matters to me.
Water goes up to the sky and it comes back down as rain. The sun beats down onto the ground and the water goes back up again. It's the stuff that covers more than half the earth.
Water matters.
Without it, you know, mud would just be dirt.
Water matters.
And you and me, we're made of water. Well, most of us, about three quarters. Water matters.
Water matters to me.
Water matters.
Water matters to me.
Thank you. That's Kathy DeWitt. You guys watch the Discovery Channel? You ever watch the Discovery Channel? Yeah, you do? I do too. There was a thing on last week. Maybe you saw this. It was a program all about the human brain. Did you see that? I think it was on last Tuesday. Didn't see that one? Well, it seems there's some researchers. You did see that one. There's some researchers in Austria, right? That did the one where they found out that there's an area of the human brain that is reserved entirely for remembering jokes. Who knew? Now, I don't know about you, but in my brain, that is a very small area. As a matter of fact, I can only ever remember one joke at a time. So, for instance, if you were to tell me a joke that you like, I would have to forget the one I already know in order to learn yours. Well, the same program went on to say that there's another area of the brain that is for remembering songs. That's a slightly larger area in my brain, so I decided I heard a joke I wanted to remember, and I just kind of move it over to the other area of the brain. So I've put it in the first verse of this song for your convenience. This is a waltz, by the way, and there is plenty of room here right now, so if you feel the urge to get up and waltz, please don't let me stop you. What do you get when you play a country song backwards? It's a pretty old joke you probably already know. What do you get when you play a country song backwards? You get your wife back, you get your truck back, you get your dog back, and that gives me some hope. Won't you play this song backwards?
I want to go back in time. If my life were a tape deck, I would hit the rewind. Won't you play this song backwards? Could be that old joke is true. Erase all of our sorrow, and maybe tomorrow I'd be back with you. You know, I got to wondering about that guy. The guy that lost his wife, lost his truck, lost his dog, and got them back through the power of country music. This is his story. I told you how sorry I am that I ran over. Just got out for a minute. I should have put the parking brake on. And I'm sorry that the truck rolled down the street into that ditch with you in it. With you both there in traction, I understood your reaction when you said that the romance is gone. But if you play this song backwards, could be we'll go back in time. If my life were a tape deck, I would hit the rewind. Won't you play this song backwards? Could be that old joke's true. Erase all of our sorrow, and maybe tomorrow I'd be back with you. This is the part where you waltz. Now that's pretty subtle out there. Maybe what you really are is not dancers, but singers. And I do believe it's coming around one more time. Won't you play this song backwards? I want to go back in time. If my life were a tape deck, I would hit the rewind. Won't you play this song backwards? Could be that old joke's true. Erase all of our sorrow, and maybe tomorrow I'd be back with you. Erase all of our sorrow, and maybe tomorrow I'd be back with you. Well, thanks very much. I've got time for one more. And this last song, I mean, sometimes when I play this song, people look at me real seriously and ask if I'm okay. The answer is I'm fine, but I do thank you for asking. By the way, I want to mention that I do have CDs up at the FOF booth. Barbara up there said she would hit me on top of the head if I did not say that. And there are three different ones up there, as do most of the performers. She's very friendly up there. Thanks for listening. Here's a little invitation, and it might seem strange, 'cause I never plan ahead, but now I'm gonna change. You're invited to my funeral, you're invited to my wake. Yeah, you heard me right, there was no mistake. See all your friends come around the minute that you die, even friends you haven't seen for a long, long time. I'm imagining the scene, all of my old friends there, and I don't get to see them. Well, that just isn't fair. I want my funeral now. Let's get the whole thing started, 'cause you can't enjoy the party when you are departed. Have more fun than natural law allows. Can't wait another minute. I want my funeral now. Gonna drink a little whiskey, gonna eat a lot of food, and we're hiring a band, and they're gonna play the blues. So when I really die, you can stay at home. All right, now is the time, and there's a party going on. I want my funeral now. Get the whole thing started,
cause you can't enjoy the party. When you are departed, have more fun than natural all allows. Can't wait another minute. I want my funeral now. That's got sing-along written all over it. I want my funeral now. Let's get the whole thing started. Cause you can't enjoy the party. Oh, when you are departed, have more fun than natural all allows. Can't wait another minute. I want my funeral now. Oh, all my friends will come from Maine to Washington. It will be so much fun just to be near them. Oh, they can eulogize and tell all kind of lies. It will be twice as nice if I'm still here to hear them. So get your airplane tickets. Hurry up, come on. Cause I know that you would be here if I was really gone. There's no need to be sad. There's gonna be no ghosts to haunt you. But it's my funeral and I'll cry if I want to. I want my funeral now. Let's get the whole thing started. Cause you can't enjoy the party when you are departed. Have more fun than natural all allows. Can't wait another minute. I want my funeral now. Can't wait another minute. I want my funeral now.
Thank you. Thanks very much.